Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
साथियों 2017 में हम सभी ने 125 करोड़ भारतीयों ने मिलकर एक संकल्प लिया है। ये संकल्प है न्यू इंडिया का। ये संकल्प है 2022 तक अपने देश को हमारे आंतरिक बुराइयों से मुक्त करने का। ये संकल्प है उस भारत के निर्माण का जिसका सपना हमारे स्वतंत्र सेनानियों ने देखा था। 2018 का ये वर्ष इस संकल्प के लिए बहुत ही महत्वपूर्ण है। यही वो वर्ष है जब हमें अपनी सारी शक्ति, अपनी सारी ऊर्जा इस संकल्प की सिद्धि पर केंद्रित करनी चाहिए। देश के हर व्यक्ति, हर परिवार, हर संस्था, हर संगठन, हर विभाग, हर मंत्रालय को अपनी अपनी तरफ से योगदान देना चाहिए। जैसे किसी स्टेशन से ट्रेन चलती है तो वो 5-10 मिनट के बाद अपनी पूरी रफ्तार में आती है, वैसे ही 2018 का ये वर्ष हमें अपनी पूरी रफ्तार में लाने के लिए मैं महत्वपूर्ण वर्ष मानता हूं। देश के वैज्ञानिक और पूरा वैज्ञानिक समुदाय को भी साइंस और टेक्नोलॉजी से जुड़े हर व्यक्ति को अपने इनोवेशन और रिसर्च का फोकस न्यू इंडिया के निर्माण पर केंद्रित करना होगा। आपके इनोवेशंस देश के गरीब और मध्यम वर्ग को मजबूत करेंगे, देश को मजबूत करेंगे। आखिर आधार हो, डायरेक्ट बेनिफिट ट्रांसफर हो, सोशल हेल्थ कार्ड हो, योजनाओं की सैटेलाइट और ड्रोन से मॉनिटरिंग हो, ये सारी व्यवस्थाएं आप ही लोगों के द्वारा बनाई हुई है। ऐसा और क्या क्या किया जा सकता है? कैसे जॉब लेड इकोनॉमिक ग्रोथ में मदद की जा सकती है? इस बारे में वैज्ञानिक संस्थाएं बहुत योगदान कर सकती हैं। विशेषकर देश के ग्रामीण क्षेत्रों में उनकी आवश्यकता के हिसाब से नई टेक्नोलॉजी का निर्माण करने, नई टेक्नोलॉजी को गांव तक पहुंचाने में आपकी भूमिका बहुत ही महत्वपूर्ण है।
As we approach the final days of the year, it is truly incredible to think of how much we have accomplished on our journey together. Since the election, we have created more than 2 million jobs for hardworking, wonderful families and wonderful Americans. Unemployment is at a 17-year low. The stock market is at an all-time high and continues to go up, up, up. We want to keep it going. We've liberated the American economy from the Washington overreach, cutting 22 regulations for every one new regulation, the most in the history of our country by far. And just last week, we delivered a big, beautiful Christmas present to the American people. Congress passed massive tax cuts for millions of working American families and small businesses and large businesses. And those large businesses in particular, coupled with others, are going to create jobs, jobs, jobs. Our tax plan is focused on the middle class, including a near doubling of the standard deduction and a huge increase in the child tax credit. A typical family of four earning $75,000 will see their tax bill cut in half, one half of what you are paying. And Americans will begin seeing these tax cuts in their paychecks starting in February. In addition, our border is now strong. We'll be building the wall. Your Second Amendment is safe. We're unlocking America's vast energy resources. We've restored enforcement of immigration laws, taken the fight right to MS-13 and getting them out of the country. And we are now working with Congress to end chain migration and the visa lottery program, which is terrible and brings in people that we don't want in our country. I'm very proud of the choice of Justice Neil Gorsuch on the Supreme Court. And we are reshaping the entire judiciary for many decades to come. Congress has authorized funding for our military at near record levels so that we can rebuild our full military might after years of dangerous cuts and depletion of our military. We've made historic strides in the fight against the murderous terror group known as ISIS. Today, the coalition to defeat ISIS has recaptured nearly 100% of the territory once held by these vile terrorists in Iraq and Syria. We are rebuilding our nation, rebuilding our confidence, and rebuilding our standing in the world. Today, the entire world can see that America is coming back and coming back strong. The American people are excited about the future and the incredible possibilities that await all of us. Optimism is everywhere. Enthusiasm is booming. And the thrilling American adventure has never looked brighter. We are facing old challenges with new solutions, and we are seizing new opportunities with brimming confidence and boundless resolve. Because of you, your patriotism, your devotion, your love for your family, we will be able to pass on the blessings of American liberty and prosperity to our children and our grandchildren. Together, we are protecting our magnificent heritage and reaching for glorious destiny. Finally, Melania and I want to wish every American a very happy new year. Our country is great. Our country is strong. We're doing things that nobody thought possible. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to help. God bless you, and God bless America.
2017 has been a year of progress for the United Kingdom. In January, I set out our objectives for the Brexit negotiations, and in the months since, we have pursued them with steady purpose. In March, we triggered Article 50, putting the decision of the British people into action. In December, we reached agreement on the first phase of negotiations with our EU partners. Next year, we will move on to the vital issues of trade and security, and I am determined that we will keep up our progress in 2018. Because whichever way you voted in the referendum, most people just want the government to get on and deliver a good Brexit, and that's exactly what we are doing. Making a success of Brexit is crucial, but it will not be the limit of our ambitions. We also have to carry on making a difference here and now on the issues that matter to people's daily lives. That means building an economy fit for the future and taking a balanced approach to government spending, so we get our debt falling, but can also invest in the things that matter, our schools, our police, and our precious NHS. Our goal is simple: more good jobs in every part of the country, and more opportunities for young people to get on in life. The first step to a better future is getting a place at a good school. It's what every parent expects, and it's what every child deserves. So we will build more good schools, keep a tight focus on standards and discipline, and give more help and support to our fantastic teachers. We will build more homes, so housing becomes more affordable and more families can get on and climb up the housing ladder. And we will protect and enhance our natural environment for the next generation. 2018 is a special year in the life of one of our most cherished institutions, as we will celebrate the 70th birthday of our National Health Service. It is a year to rededicate ourselves to its founding ideal, that good healthcare should be available to everyone, regardless of income. And it's a chance to celebrate the care and compassion of our wonderful NHS staff. We will continue to invest in our NHS and ensure it can deliver a world-class service now and for generations to come. As we mark the centenary of the end of the First World War and remember the tremendous sacrifices of that conflict, the UK will remain a champion of peace and order around the world. Together with our allies, we will continue the fight against all forms of extremism and support our security services as they work every day to keep us safe. When we host the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting in April, we'll work with our partners to tackle global problems like climate change and plastic waste in our oceans. And as we celebrate the 100th anniversary of the first votes for women, let's vow to eliminate all prejudice and discrimination from our society. Because in the United Kingdom in 2018, everyone deserves the chance to succeed, and everyone has a right to be treated with respect. That means safe workplaces free from harassment. And it also means a public sphere where debate is constructive and courteous, and where we treat each other with decency. Of course, any year brings its challenges. That is true for each of us personally, as much as for our country and the world. But the real test is not whether challenges come, it's how you face them. Whether you allow a task to overcome you, or tackle it head on with purpose and resolve. I believe 2018 can be a year of renewed confidence and pride in our country. A year in which we continue to make good progress towards a successful Brexit deal, an economy that's fit for the future, and a stronger and fairer society for everyone. And whatever challenges we may face, I know we will overcome them by standing united as one proud union of nations and people. I hope that 2018 is a great year for you and your family, and I wish everyone a very happy new year.
바로 1년 전 나는 이 자리에서 당과 정부를 대표하여 대륙간 탄도 로켓 시험 발사 준비 사업이 마감 단계에서 추진되고 있다는 것을 공표하였으며 지난 한 해 동안 그 리행을 위한 여러 차의 시험 발사들을 안전하고 투명하게 진행하여 확고한 성공을 온 세상에 증명하였습니다. 지난해 우리는 각종 핵 운반 수단과 함께 초강력 열핵무기 시험도 단행함으로써 우리의 총적 지향과 전략적 목표를 성과적으로 성공적으로 달성하였으며 우리 공화국은 마침내 그 어떤 힘으로도 그 무엇으로서도 되돌릴 수 없는 강력하고 믿음직한 전쟁 억제력을 보유하게 되었습니다. 우리 국가의 핵 무력은 미국의 그 어떤 핵 위협도 분쇄하고 대응할 수 있으며 미국이 모험적인 불장난을 할 수 없게 제압하는 강력한 억제력으로 됩니다.
If you like this video, subscribe and press bell icon for future videos. Also like us on Facebook and share this video.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.